cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. This is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 26th of October, 2012. For newcomers, as always, make sure you make good use of cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. You'll find lots of interesting audios for download for free, and you'll start to understand the big system that you're born into. You realize there's been a war going on against the public for well over 100 years, actually a few hundred years, but in the 20th century it was stepped up drastically, the cultural wars and so on, and lots of people have lived through it and have adapted to it as well, thinking it was all happening by itself. It's quite amazing that people do that. And of course, if you show them, here's the evidence of the ones who gave you your culture, change your culture and so on, the big think tanks that worked on it steadily, they still don't want to know. They don't really want to know, and it's a sad thing. Remember too that you're the audience that bring me to you, and you can help me keep going by buying the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and you can donate as well. And from the US to Canada, remember, you can use personal checks or international postal money orders, or you can send cash or PayPal. And across the world, Western Union money, Gram and PayPal, once again. Straight donations are awfully, awfully welcome as we go through these, what they call quantitative easing times, which is just hyperinflation, basically, as we get taxed to the gills by the rich men of the world, because big changes are coming through all the taxations. They've got to get people off the land, the rural areas, except for those who are necessary to work for the big agri-food businesses. The United Nations said a long time ago, remember, in the Department of Agriculture, that food is a weapon, has always been used as a weapon, and that farming was too important to be left to farmers. The big agribusinesses have to run it all, just like your big supermarkets now and your big build-all centers, etc. Same ideas. Big chains have to run the world, corporations. And we're well into it as well. But as I say, most folk adapt, and they adapt without thinking, because most ideas that are put out to them, they don't think through logically. It's done through osmosis, as Jacques E. Lowell said, and they don't really think through things. You're familiarized to ideas, new ideas of what's coming through comedies and movies, but you don't really think down and get down into business and find out why it's happening, what's behind it, why is it going on. So therefore, folk do adapt and adapt right into the prison, and that's where we are today. It might even be the abattoir, the way it's going. But tonight, I'll talk about some of this, because understand, you cannot fight a system that is totally corrupt and evil. And I use the word evil, even though they don't believe in that at the top. There's no such thing as good or bad. It's all morally relative, they say. As long as it benefits them, then it's morally relative. And but there is such a thing as evil. And all the plans have been drafted up for such an awful long time by the same people and the generations of them as well. It can only be described as evil, what they have in store for the whole planet and the populations of the world. We're dealing with intergenerational psychopaths bound together by a few different things as well, by the way, culturally and so on, and money-wise. And they did set up the system, let's say, over 100 years ago to take over the world with nice organization, nice-sounding organizations like Royal Institute for International Affairs, Council on Foreign Relations, things that sound very official, but it's all privately owned. These are private groups run by foundations, and the foundations are tax-free. They said, which tells you they run your governments, by the way. And they can tell governments we're setting up massive foundations with trillions of dollars in them to create armies of non-governmental organizations. Keep your hands off them, and government does what they're told. And it's still going on and on and on. Nothing will change until these very institutions are changed, obliterated. Back with more after this break.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi folks, I'm back. We're cutting through the matrix and talking about the system that we're born into. Everyone takes it for granted because the parents don't know to warn the children, and therefore everything must be normal because everyone else thinks it's normal too. Everyone has been perfectly conditioned through scientific indoctrination processes, which they're completely oblivious of because they don't realize that entertainment and so on is weaponized. It's got lots of matches to download into you and actually to give you role models to follow. You copy what you see. And talking about that too, I've mentioned over the last week or so about Jimmy Savile, the prime perv in Britain, who was well shielded by the BBC, that's full of prime pervs themselves. As everyone who's had any association with BBC knows that. And generally it's little boys they go for, but this Jimmy Savile like boys and girls, mainly girls it seems, but of a certain age, not above about 13 or 14, he prepared them really young. And all the staff at the BBC were well aware of what's going on. And of course this whole thing that's going to skyrocket higher and higher and higher until the big boys at the top simply close ranks, the nobility, and say no more because they cannot have it go up any higher, because Savile was a procurer of children. He got them for other people as well and had these orgies with them. And these were British lords, members of the nobility, and so on and so on. So the close ranks, that's what they call it, closing ranks. And they all stand together and deny it and pout and say how ridiculous, etc., etc. Now, a member of parliament over in Britain, as Tom Watson says, MP, he's a member of parliament, paedophiles and powers, his MP claims that child sex ring has links to Downing Street, where the Prime Minister is. And this is from the mainstream. It says, a mirror can reveal a top-level inquiry was launched last week ago into a possible paedophile gang at the heart of government. The Jimmy Savile paedophile scandal took a sensational new twist yesterday with claims that a powerful child sex ring was linked to the Prime Minister's office. Labour MP Tom Watson shot the comments by revealing a key member of the perverted group was a senior aide to former Prime Minister. I think this one is Thatcher, but there's ones after her too. And last night it was confirmed that officers investigating the sickening allegations against Savile are also probing the possible paedophile gang at the heart of government. And see, they can't allow it to go any higher because there's too many important folk involved, you see. And it says, Mr. Watson says, evidence used to convict sex abuser Peter Wrighton more than 20 years ago contained far wider implications, he told members of Parliament. It says that the evidence file used to convict Wrighton, if it still exists, contains clear intelligence of a widespread paedophile ring. One of its members boasts of his links to a senior aide of a former Prime Minister who says he could smuggle indecent images of children from abroad. Leads were not followed up, but if the file still exists, I want to ensure that the Metropolitan Police secure the evidence, re-examine it, and investigate clear intelligence suggesting a powerful paedophile network linked to Parliament and Number 10 Downing Street. He later posted further details about his bombshell claims on his blog. He said he'd been contacted by a former child protection specialist who claimed the case of Wrighton had not been fully investigated. Wrighton, who belonged to the Sick Paedophile Information Exchange, that was the name of the group, was convicted of importing child pornography from Holland in 1992. Holland's highly implicated in all this stuff. It always has been. His central allegation was that a large body of material seized in the raid on his home had not been fully investigated. Though Wrighton was the subject of a 1994 BBC profile called The Secret Life of a Paedophile, little had been done to follow up leads from the case. A specialist unit in Scotland Yard had the material which supplemented a wider investigation into organised paedophile rings in children's homes. It was claimed that material seized at Wrighton's home contained letters from known and convicted paedophiles. You talk about international here. It says the contact who has seen the letters claims that one paedophile in particular was of great concern. He said the paedophile who worked with children boasted of a key aide to a former Prime Minister who could help get hold of indecent images of children. Leading childcare expert Peter Wright in 66 arrives at Evesham Magistrate Court where he was fined £900, I guess, after admitting pornography offences, and he was convicted. And it goes on, it says, PIE, PI, which is now outlawed, this group also had links with another BBC presenter who was investigated over child sex allegations in the late 80s. Like Savile, the unnamed star was accused of using a charity as a cover to abuse vulnerable children. I said years ago, every charity out there is a con, folks. Every charity out there. It's a very old, you understand, this old revolutionary system where they said to release the nihilists and the atheists and so on society and rule society by them. They weren't kidding. And they have taken over. They really have taken over. And one of the cons was to run the world via philanthropic organizations like the foundations, Royal Institute for International Affairs, Rockefeller, Carnegie, Ford, Guggenheim, all these foundations would be the new way of ruling the world. And now you have officially from the United Nations who say that philanthropists should have a hand in running the affairs of the world. Well, you don't elect them, folks. That's the big difference. Getting back to this paedophile group, is the charity was set up by a PI member in the 80s offering yachting classes to vulnerable and underprivileged children. The BBC presenter was investigated after police became aware of allegations he was abusing boys during sailing trips. No charges were ever brought against the star for reasons that remain unclear. That's because it came from the top, folks, and tell them they met in the Scotland Yard to hands off. That's how simple it is. A child protection source said yesterday the presenter was going out on a boat with vulnerable children and the leading former member of PI, this paedophile group. The charity was used as a way of taking indecent pictures of the boys, and there was also physical abuse occurring. One man was later convicted of abusing boys during the yachting outings and jailed for 4 years in the early 90s. Detectives are expected to re-examine the case in the light of the flood of allegations regarding Savile. Mr. Watson told how he'd been approached by specialists, especially because he'd been one of the people to expose the phone hacking scandal at News of the World. He said he's also been contacted by someone who claimed the police held a vast quantity of material. Jimmy Savile was a predatory paedophile. Again, too, they had it for years. Everybody knew, the cops all knew, but again, higher ups told them to hands off. And you think you're living in some kind of happy, you know, Disneyland democracy. Margaret Thatcher presenting a check, this was to the TV celebrity Jimmy Savile in December. Nice photograph and a nice sick pose. So anyway, I'll put that up tonight to let you know that's what's going on. And then another one too, another dead convictions. It says Thatcher's Tory aide named again in Downing Street paedophile ring. The politician implicated an alleged child sex ring at 10 Downing Street with Sir Peter Morrison, one of Margaret Thatcher's closest advisors. Sir Peter Morrison, you see. Morrison was a mystery senior aide, MP, Member of Parliament Tom Watson alluded to at Prime Minister's Question Time. Watson's allegations of a paedophile ring close to Downing Street stunned the House of Commons. Actually, they'd be, you know, a bit more than stunned. They'd all be kind of biting their nails because a lot might be involved in it. Morrison was a Conservative politician who acted as Thatcher's parliamentary private secretary while she was Prime Minister. He also masterminded her failed bid to hold on to leadership in 1990. He left office in 92 and died in 95. The sexual tastes of the Prime Minister's trusted advisor were an open secret in some quarters, but were concealed by a police cover-up and threats of libel by Morrison himself, according to former editor of the Sunday Mirror, Peter Connew. Simon Heffer wrote in Daily Telegraph in 2009, at least one member of Thatcher's first cabinet was homosexual, at least. Her last parliamentary private secretary, Sir Peter Morrison, was a constant trial to the whips. We're afraid that his late-night cruises around and skirmishes in Sussex Gardens would come to the attention of the press. Connew told IB Times UK that he first saw firsthand how efforts to name and shame Morrison were hampered. That's all they do at the top. They just say to all the cops, hands off, stay away. Quite simple, isn't it? And you vote for these creeps. You see, every house that comes in is the same. The ones that came in after Thatcher too are still going on. And the Labour parties as well. There's been massive scandals about them that were clamped down on too as well. Top prime ministers. But I guess folk are so jaded today, and getting back to the cultural war that was placed upon you all, and you don't even know it, you are jaded. Bezmenov from the KGB guy, he says you're contaminated. He says it took only 15 to 20 years to contaminate a whole nation culturally until you accept anything. And it's happened. Here's an example here. I mean, if this article came out 40 years ago, there'd be a whole new way of vetting policemen. Immediately. Today, it won't do a damn thing. New York cop is arrested for plotting to kidnap and eat women. A New York police officer allegedly plotted to kidnap up to 100 women, roast them in his oven or over a fire, and eat them, federal authorities said. According to a criminal complaint, Gilberto Val, an active New York Police Department officer, discussed kidnapping, cooking, and eating body parts of women with an unnamed witness, it says. The duo allegedly discussed using chloroform to knock out their prey, then bring them back to 28-year-old Val's kitchen, where the officer said he had a big enough oven, even if I folded their legs. Slow cooking her on a spit over a fire or roasting her alive in a cage were also considered. Val, who was reportedly stationed in Harlem, was arrested Wednesday in his home in the New York borough of Queens. The co-conspirator has not been identified, was not charged. Says the U.S. Attorney General Office for Manhattan said referred to multiple co-conspirators. So there's a lot more, another gang involved in this, you see. How many of them were cops, I wonder. And you understand they were using the police computers and so on to find these particular women and drop the list. Says no women were harmed, but FBI acting assistant director Mary Galligan said the stomach-churning allegations went beyond comment. That the allegations in the complaint really need no description from us. They speak for themselves. You know, understatement. Merely to say Val's own words and actions were shocking. Actually, he was going out and he actually met at least one of them in a restaurant, you know, to protect and serve. Yes, serve up. That's back with more after this.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, .com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Hi, folks. We're back, cutting through the matrix, and another one of many articles, too. It says, a leading expert in residential childcare was fined £900 yesterday when he admitted importing and possessing illegal homosexual pornographic material. Magistrates at Evesham, Worcestershire, heard that the material included copies of a recognised paedophile magazine and photographs of young boys under the age of 16 posing partly dressed or naked. Peter Wrightson, who's 66, of Batsy Road, Evesham, admitted two illegal importation charges and one charge of possessing obscene material. He was ordered to pay £75 costs, and the magistrates ordered that the magazine should be destroyed. The chairman of the bench, Robert Rowland, told him, "We are aware that you are of a previous good character. Really, it's only because he hasn't been caught before. But we think these are serious matters, and the penalty we impose must reflect that." Wrightson, who was a former consultant to the National Children's Bureau for the government, whose patrons include the Secretary of State for Health, Virginia Bottomley. You can't make this stuff up. Virginia Bottomley, right? Is known as Peter, but appeared in court under his real forenames, which is Paul Pelham. He's been a lecturer at the National Institute for Social Work in London and has worked with the Open University, advising social work managers on the rights of children in care. Gordon Smith, for the prosecution, said that a book and a magazine containing pictures of young men were intercepted by customs officers at the Dover Postal Depot in April. The packages were addressed to Wrightson. The following month, police raided his home and found a copy of a magazine called The Stud Boys and 3 copies of a paedophile magazine called Ben. John Warner, for the defence, said there was no suggestion that any material had been bought its personal use, yeah. And it was not hardcore pornography. Different strokes for different folks, eh? But you understand, this is a system, as I say, society is finished, as it was known, as corrupt. You saw the same thing towards the end of the Soviet Union and in the aftermath, too, where everything in the system there is corrupt. Even to get into a doctor's office, you've got to bribe the secretary to get an appointment to see a doctor and stuff like that. Well, it's gone down the tubes everywhere else, too, understand. It's pretty well finished. You can't fix something when it's gone this far. It doesn't happen by itself, because those in power are the pervs and the psychopaths. These are the ones who run your system. And this article, too, has to do with the ongoing mission yesterday, too, now that they've written a law now so that perpetual warfare is to be just that, perpetual warfare, perpetual anti-terrorism for your lives and beyond. That's going to be the big business, already is big business, and that's how it's just going to be. That's what they've told us. So small aerial drones are moving from the battlefield to local communities, and the pace grows faster. During the next year, drones may be used in cities and towns to help fight crime and keep officers out of danger. The use would save on the cost of fuel for police helicopters. Some feel safer as a result, but the San Francisco Chronicle reports that activists worry that this could be the beginning of a systemic invasion of privacy. They're beginning to worry. Civil rights groups argue that the drones could lead to unwarranted surveillance of citizens, and last Thursday the groups made their opinions known as they gathered outside Oakland City Hall to oppose the Alameda County Sheriff's plan to purchase the drones. As the department did, it would be one of the first local law enforcement agencies in the country to do so. Sergeant Giant E. Nelson, spokesman for the sheriff, told the public the drones would be used in the same capacity that helicopters are used today. The Chronicle notes that the main reason behind the purchase of the drones is money. Fueling a $3 million helicopter can get expensive, but sending in a battery-powered drone that costs between $50,000 and $100,000 can free up money for other programs or more officers to work patrols. So they've always got a ready excuse for this agenda, this big bucks. There's a lot of money changing hands, folks, because we live in a corrupt society, and the government's encouraging it too. And they keep telling you, oh, jobs, we'll create jobs. Why not just make change for us all? That'll create jobs too, you know. This is a four-pound model which would be tested by deputies, was loaded with high-definition cameras and was able to stay in the air for several hours before needing a recharge. Despite the positive news, Sheriff Gregory Ahern drew the ire of refugee advocates and civil rights groups last week when he said he would use the drones to search marijuana farms and called such projects proactive policing. I thought these words to use, proactive policing. Anyway, they're also having demonstrations in Seattle about the same thing, because they pulled out drones there that have got infrared in them as well, so you can see through your windows at nights and all that, and see through your clapboard houses that we'll have here. You can see through that too. No privacy whatsoever. And they're training you to get used to it, just like Orwell said they would. Seattle Police Department is one of 50 organizations in the country that's been granted permission from the federal government to start using unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The Dragonfly X6 drone will be fitted with surveillance cameras as well as an infrared eye that can see in the dark. In February, President Obama signed a bill that will allow as many as 30,000 drones to be flown by anyone from police to the Department of Homeland Security within the United States. As many as 30,000 drones. And it's going to increase, you know that. And it's not just the little ones either. I've got big ones way up there too. This announcement is already causing concern by local citizens as well as the ACLU of Washington. These drones have valuable uses, but they also provide an unprecedented ability for the government to engage in surveillance of the activities of law-abiding people. Well, we're all just scum to them at the top anyway. And it says they're asking the city of Seattle to produce transparent and clear policies for when and how the drones will be used. It doesn't matter how they start, folks. Once it's on the books, they just keep expanding the powers. Every law is the same. You know that. But it says the Sky Valley Chronicle also pointed out that the SPD after an 11-month probe was found by the U.S. Justice Department to engage in a pattern of practice of excessive force that violates the Constitution and federal law without even having drones yet. Back with more after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi folks, we're back with Cutting Through the Matrix, and it's interesting too what goes on in the world, and sometimes you have to go to other foreign papers to get an understanding of what's going on. This one is about a big exercise that's happening with the US and Israel, and it's pretty quiet elsewhere. It says the US Third Air Force Commander Austere Challenge 12, it's called Austere Challenge 12, that's the name of this exercise, shows a great promise. Leaders of the Israeli Defense Force and the U.S. Armed Forces held a joint press conference yesterday discussing their largest combined exercise to date. On Wednesday, October 24th, leaders of the Israeli Defense Force and the U.S. Armed Forces held a press conference in honor of this week's beginning of Austere Challenge 12, the largest combined exercise held between the two militaries to date. U.S. 3rd Air Force Commander Lieutenant General Craig Franklin and Israeli Air Force Air Defense Head Brigadier General Shachar Shochat addressed the press conference discussing the aerial defense drills and the mutually beneficial relationship between the militaries. The Lieutenant General Franklin discussed the components and progress of the AC-12. More than 1,000 U.S. troops, including a Patriot missile battery and the Aegis missile defense ship, are integrated with other U.S. and Israeli assets as part of an overall comprehensive missile defense network for this exercise, he explained. AC-12 is promising to be a great success. I expect we will meet all of the training objectives for everybody involved. The command post exercise will begin this week and will be followed by a series of smaller cooperative drills that will conclude approximately 3 weeks from now. Lieutenant General Franklin also explained that the purpose of the drill is to test and hone our combined abilities to defend against missile attacks, as we see, to maintain peace through preparedness and so on and so on. So PR handout, really. And of course, the U.S. will be paying for all that stuff because they give them new missiles every couple of years. And also, to this article here, the long-term effects of electromagnetic radiation. It's quite interesting this because I was just reading another article about some drone that was put up there to test not putting out electric equipment by electromagnetic pulse, and apparently they said it was very successful. But we're getting bombarded all the time with electromagnetic radiation from government using HARP continuously, the High Altitude Auroral Research Program, to alter the weather along with the heavy spraying that we're getting that's killing all the wildlife off. And you get bombarded too by Wi-Fi everywhere you go, and your cell phones, etc., and towers. And it's a quite a good article. It says we're bombarded by low levels of radiation from all directions. There's so many sources until reducing them that would mean major changes in most of the things that we do daily, most without a second thought. For example, did you know that the following give off radiation emissions? Your hair dryers, your cell phones, power line transformers, clock radios, and so on. We get it from watching TV and watching and working in offices with fluorescent lights. Basically, we're radiated at home, work, and most other places we go, never mind your computer. Electromagnetic radiation causes tissue damage by releasing electrons in the cells called ionization. It's bad. It says your body needs electrons to function properly. It says possible damages from the low level of radiation over time can cause digestive problems. It can cause abdominal pain, constipation, diarrhea, and it can alter and mutate DNA in your colon and elsewhere. Then they give you more about outcomes of prolonged exposure, tumors, irritable bowel disease, damage to intestinal mucous linings, colon cancer, and the more sensitive colons. It can actually give you prostate cancer as well, even your laptop computers. Cell phones and cellular towers, it goes on to two as well, and toxic radiation generated at home and work. I'll put this up tonight as well. And also WikiLeaks, I don't have much confidence in WikiLeaks after all. When he admitted the certain deals they made with certain countries, Israel was one of them, not to release any information about Israel, and also people who had something to do with those special countries, owning newspapers in America. He promised not to print any nasty stuff about their goings-on. But it says here that he released a prisoner treatment manual from Guantanamo Bay, and it says Julian Assange's WikiLeaks website on Thursday started publishing more than 100 U.S. Department of Defense documents after the first prisoner treatment manual for Guantanamo Bay. Religious released by the anti-secrecy site comes as Assange, who faces a charges of rape and sexual assault in Sweden, I thought they'd dismissed that, remains holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London with what Tito says are health problems. He said in a statement, the newly released documents expose military detention policies at camps in Iraq and at Guantanamo Bay naval base in Cuba following September 11, 2001 attacks on the United States. So that's available now for those who like gruesome stuff, to see what your government's really up to and how they torture people and stuff like that. Also tonight, I've got the top 15 richest members of Congress. It says Americans in every state of the nation have been penny-pinching and even raiding their retirement accounts this year as they struggle with job loss, pay cuts, and the rising cost of education, food, and gas, plus the plundering of their banks and their pensions by the big banks themselves. However, there's one group that's doing better than all right, and they're using your tax dollars to live in luxury too. This has been extremely frustrating for hard-working Americans who witnessed extinguished benefits and flat wages in many sectors of the weak economy. Congressional representatives on balance rank amongst the wealthiest of wealthy Americans and boast financial portfolios that are all but unattainable for most of their constituents, said Sheila Krumholz, the Center for Responsive Politics Executive Director. CNBC recently compiled a list of America's richest congressmen and congresswomen. Here they are, from the least wealthy of the richest to the filthy rich of the richest. Now keep in mind that their net worth does not include any of the additional monetary perks that comes your way when you're an esteemed Congress member. That's the top of under-the-table lobby money, folks. And it says here, Representative Rick Berg is Republican MD. Mr. Berg's reported minimum net worth is $23.78 million. Not bad job, eh? To be fair here, a majority of Berg's wealth comes from his real estate investments. He owns dozens of apartment units and commercial properties that added up to contribute net worth of $23.78 million in 2011. all the peasants can rent from him. Representative Diane Black, she's a Republican from Tennessee. Ms. Black's reported minimum net worth is $24.79 million. Representative Nancy Pelosi, Democrat, California. She's worth $26.43 million. And then there's Representative Shelley Pingree from Maine, Democrat from Maine. Pingree's reported minimum net worth was $28.58 million. Representative Vern Buchanan, Republican, Florida. Mr. Buchanan's reported minimum net worth is $36.49 million. So you understand, these folk have nothing in common with you whatsoever. And you keep voting them in. And here's one here, Senator Frank Lautenberg, Democrat, New Jersey. Democrats seem to have more cash than anybody else. Mr. Lautenberg's reported minimum net worth was $56.8 million. And Representative Jared Polis, who's a Democrat, Colorado, reported a minimum net worth of $72.9 million. That's not bad. There's quite a few 80s in here, too. Mr. Rockefeller's reported minimum net worth was $83.08 million. And that's just in the one country, of course. Don't forget that, too, folks. Yep, they're there to serve you and listen to you all the time. And what you know, and just they worry. They're up all night worrying about you. How are you doing? Remember Bush Jr. there? He was honest about it when he had a conference with his top aides and says, I don't know any poor people. I've never met any. He says, my life. He says, does anybody here know any? To have to know how they think and what they're feeling. That's really how it is, folks. Another article here, unnamed actor arrested for rape of a 14-year-old boy in the latest of a line of BBC sex scandals. His name is out now, actually. He's on some popular show over in BBC Britain. And it's just looking dark for the BBC bosses after more reports of emerged of sexual abuse behind the scenes at the channel. They reported yesterday that after Jimmy Savile's furor broke out, an unnamed TV actor had been arrested for rape of a 14-year-old boy back in 2010. And it comes after news earlier this year that EastEnders star Joshua Pascoe has also been arrested for an alleged sexual assault. These are assaults on boys. Pascoe played currently incarcerated men. Ben Mitchell, an award-winning soap, was arrested and questioned by detectives over an alleged sexual assault in May this year. He's now been released on police bail. I think there's about three behind that all. There's more than one victim. According to the Daily Mail newspaper, Pascoe, 16, attended a Wimbledon police station in South London with a source telling the publication his mum is distraught. He's only 16, so his arrest is very upsetting for the whole family. You understand? I think the BBC vet them to make sure they're pervs. It would make sense if they're already pervs, you see. And they are, actually. They are pervs already. And these are the guys... You understand, I said there's a war on your culture. These are the guys who change and give you your culture, folks. If you haven't quite clued in yet. To all the stuff and trash that you watch on television. Same in the States, same in Canada, same everywhere. And you watch society plummet. It's always been like this. That's where they go for. This has been a real managed war. It's not happenstance. It's managed. If you read Theo Adorno from the Frankfurt School, they came over to give the Westerners their culture. And presidents and prime ministers says, yep, we'll give it to your bunch. You design the culture. And we went right down the tubes. He said, we'll go right down to necrophilia. We'll have that with Jimmy Savile. Destroy all that was to bring in the new. You can't save this system. It's had it. Hope you understand that. And also, it's quite interesting too, because the ex-Prime Minister of Italy, Silvio Berlusconi, I mean, he owns about 75 to 80% of all the TV stations over in Italy. And again, he brought the culture down. That was his job. And they got himself like 24-hour sex. That's all these Evans got sex in it. And that keeps them all quiet as they become poorer and poorer. Well, it's a very simple thing, but it actually works. But anyway, he's sentenced to jail for tax fraud. This is a guy who helps set up everybody else's taxes, and he's defrauding him. Controversial former Italian Prime Minister Berlusconi, 76, has been sentenced to prison and banned from holding political office after being found guilty of tax fraud. Why, when you're a multi-millionaire, would you be cheating on your taxes? He's got more cash than 25,000 lifetimes would take to spend all. So it says here, Ms. Allen Court delivered the sentence of Berlusconi and 10 others on Friday following a six-year trial. The prosecutors claimed the defendants purchased television rights for U.S. movies through a series of offshore companies. They then falsely declared the payments to avoid taxes. It's all a joke, isn't it? You see these guys, it's, to them, it's the, that's just a little bit of trivial fun they're having there. Getting away with it. That's how they get turned on with things, getting away with things. They don't need the cash. These are the same people who look down at the countries when it's rolling and bailout money to this EU central banking system and the IMF. And who brought all the IMF and all that in. They're all crooks. So what can you do? Anyway, what can you do indeed? Now the EU, this European Soviet Union that they have there, says EU demands an extra £11.5 billion from British taxpayers, that they fork out an extra £11.5 billion in contributions to fund increases in Brussels, this is the new parliament over in Brussels, budget, after the European Union dismissed a plea from William Hague for spending restraints. I think it's time that they, you know, they should really bring Guy Fawkes back, I think, or something. They've got to figure out some way to get out of this whole darned EU system. But of course that's not in the cards because they planned that for 100 years, the big boys who run the banking systems. It won't happen. So people are just utter tax slaves now. Forever and ever, amen. And that's how it will be. French government in secretive talks with the US on invasion strategy. This is the French government is deploying surveillance drones to the northern Malian region of Azawad today as part of the continued push for an international invasion aimed at imposing the rule of Mali's transitional government on them. This is what they call them, where they want to invade and you bring in democracy, come transitional governments you put in. And so here you are, the French are working with the US and other countries on an invasion off there too. Interesting too, Israel bombed Sudan the other day there as well without declaring any war at all. Nobody had a hiccup over it. And everyone knows that the whole global warming scam is another part of the chronology that we live under. And you know, because it's an essential part to distribute the wealth to their own international corporations in far-off third world countries. And to do away with your spending money, you see, so that what you're spending in the future, as I've said so many times, will simply be to pay for the bare essentials, your post-consumer, as they said, the Club of Rome of the United Nations. But the NIWA, this big organization, was given the job of charting New Zealand's warm temperatures and so on, added lots of warming in New Zealand, and they got away with it so far. I'll put this link up too, to show you how they bamboozled everyone and even changed all the graphs and reality with it to try and say that that global warming. Understand that there's billions and billions of bucks involved in this whole global warming scam. And the biggest players are the big international corporations who are going to get that money given to them as long as they say, oh, we're going to fight global warming with that money. This is all your tax money. This is fascism. You can't get any closer than fascism than this, where your government's working with corporations and they're taxing you and handing it off to the corporations who then gamble that, these tax credits, they call them, and make profits off of it. So fascism is when government is in bed with private companies, corporations. You're living it. Same with your government's doing 10-year deals for jabbing the flu onto you for 10 years in advance and getting paid for that as well. Even though all the results come in every darn year, didn't work, and all these nasty side effects that you have with the two, including occasional death. That's fascism. And another article, too, put up too, from the Washington Post, is the last moments of a predator. And it shows you one that crashed, actually, into a FEMA, I think it was a FEMA, or a SWAT truck. And it says the transcript recounts the moments before the crash of an armed drone in Djibouti on May the 17th, 2011. Four others have crashed since drone traffic was stepped up at a clandestine U.S. base. It's a clandestine U.S. base that you've never heard of before that's sending drones all over the planet. So some of the unmanned aircraft are bound for Somalia, the collapsed state whose border lies just 10 miles to the southeast. Most of the armed drones, however, veer across the Gulf of Aden to Yemen, another unstable country where they're being used in increasingly deadly wars with Al-Qaeda, an Al-Qaeda franchise. I wonder how much it is to get in. That's targeted next days. So I'll put this up tonight too, to show you they've got these camps all over the planet now for setting off drones back after this.
1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, Gary, the Patriot Sound. Jim from Texas, who dropped on the line there, I was going to take him. But remember, call back maybe next week and I'll try and get you then. Getting back to the system that's defunct, really, is full of crooks and corruption. Always has been, really. It was better hidden in the older days. And pedophiles and all kind of kinky stuff. I don't think people really realize how bad it is. Maybe they don't care how bad it is, because I think that everyone's been so polluted by the stuff that comes out of TV stations like the BBC, the so-called dramas and all that, with the PC correctness, political correctness messages and so on, as if mix porn in with everything that you watch. But I was thinking about the G20 meetings, and one of them in Canada, when I was in BC a few years back there, the taxpayers of Canada got handed a bill, an extra bill, for all the hookers that had to be supplied for all these foreign dignitaries. And what we were told in Canada was that, well, you see, this is normal. These guys expect this kind of thing. That also happened with one of the Asian big meetings they have with Asian investors and so on, prime ministers. This is normal for them. And so, wait a minute, they're on Canadian territory, but they can get some where everyone else would get charged and put in a slammer for picking up hookers and underage ones of that too. Male and female hookers, you see. Some of the guys prefer guys. And I know another guy who worked for a newspaper in Britain who was a reporter. And he also went to a G20 meeting in London. He got into some of the hotels that all the top guys were going to move into. They pretty well stripped inside these hotels before they, for the three-day meeting, this orgy that they have. And because all the real things, deals are made by the sherpas who come in advance and draft all the big laws up that they're going to sign. And they brought in love-shaped beds, heart-shaped beds, heart-shaped beds. The taxpayers have to fund all of that in Britain too. For all these characters who were going to discuss the future of their countries and all that. And they also, he also went through a corridor where they were auditioning, mind you, the young prostitutes, male and female, for all these important dignitaries who were going to turn up. You understand the days of Caligula and so on. They're still on the go. Because you psychopaths always get to the top. But we've never had such a prevalence as we have today, because now it's the norm. It's the norm. And they've got society that's been, as Bezmenov said, we're now contaminated, because these guys have contaminated the general population with all kinds of sick stuff through the dramas they watch and the movies they watch, until you think nothing about it. Children aren't safe anymore. When children aren't safe, it's game over, folks. There's no future. But again, getting back to the big boys who were brought in to destroy your cultures, and I mean it. They were, if you're reading it for yourselves, don't take my word for it. Read the books put out by Theo Adorno, for instance, as an example, who was and his whole group was given orders from the president of the United States to stop America from becoming fascist. That was the joke that they used, the excuse they used. And he said, we'll bring them right down, we'll destroy everything that was. The family life, the community life, everything has to be destroyed to bring in the new. Because these guys like Adorno went under the cover and guise of communism. Remember, they were still good buddies at the end of World War II, communism and capitalism, because they were funded by and run by the same peoples, actually staffed by the same peoples as well. For those who want to figure it out for themselves. From Hamish, myself, from Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God, or your God's goal with you.